Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Duke Ellington and Coleman Hawkins from the album Duke Ellington Meets Coleman Hawkins that was released on Impulse with The Jeep Is Jumpin'. Well, welcome everyone to another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Coming up on today's program, another program in the 14-part series, The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited. However, before we get to that, let's now move to a composer who did a lot of work with who we heard open the show. That was, of course, Duke Ellington. And I'm speaking of Billy Strayhorn. This is from a CD box set that came out a number of years ago called The Undiscovered Works of Billy Strayhorn, that was released in the Netherlands. It's a Dutch jazz orchestra directed by Jerry van Rohin with The Hughes.
Thank you.
The late Jerry van Rohin directing and arranging the Dutch Jazz Orchestra with Billy Strayhorn's The Hughes. We now move to another program in the series that we've been presenting here on Jazz for the Asking, produced by Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service, many years ago, called The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited. After we finish the run of this series, we're going to bring you a more up-to-date one that also features live concerts recorded in and around the Netherlands. The program is produced and presented by Mike de Ruyter.
Two groups in today's program, the Diamond Five, and first, the Luukdikker Pierre Courbois Sextet. Luukdikker is a pianist and composer in the contemporary field. In Holland, that means he draws his inspiration from many sources besides American jazz and blues. Pierre Courbois is the drummer. In the group is Frank Gresso on trumpet from the United States, Gerd Dudek on tenor from Germany, Leo van Ostrom on alto, Arnold Dooyeweerd on bass, and Dave from Holland, of course. You'll hear a part from Luukdikker's composition Triopel.
Thank you.
Triopel was played by the International Sextet led by Luc Dicker, the composer at the piano, and drummer Pierre Courbois. Now we go to more traditional sounds by the Diamond Five, a group led by pianist Kees Slinger. Harry Verbeke on tenor, the bass player is Henk Haverhoek, the drummer John Engels. The trombonist is from the United States, John English, and he uses his plunger in a thing by the group's former trumpet player Kay Small, relaxing at the Jazz Corner.
Thank you.
The Diamond Five, with a tune dedicated to a jazz club in Harlem, Harlem, Holland, that is, relaxing at the Jazz Corner. Finally, we have a Dizzy Gillespie tune. He wrote it together with John Lewis when bebop was young. Two bass hit. Two bass hit, the Diamond Five of pianist Kaeslinger, with John English, trombone, Harry Verbeke, tenor, Hank Haverhoek, bass, and John Engels, drums. The Luc Dicker Pierre Courbois Sextet and the Diamond Five were recorded live. We hope you got something from the music so that you might tune in to another program in this series. Your radio station has all the details about the program and the others. Till next time, this is Mike DeRuyter.
Another program in the series, The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited, produced and presented by Mike DeRuyter. Next week on the program, we will bring you another program. You are listening, however, to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Let's now move to a little bit of Art Blakely called The Columbia Years, 1956 to 1958, with a composition called Monin. Thank you. Art Blakely and the Jazz Messengers with Monin'. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We're going to leave you today with a piano solo by John Lewis of the standard Cherokee. It's from the album Evolution. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, and take care. Thank you.